Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm a shark driving a car. Honk, honk, chomp, chomp.
Well, that was funny, Adel. Anything
Did
to plug?
Did we get that? Were we still recording? I want to plug my new one-man show, Shark in a Car, is playing. Where is it playing? It's playing at Whole Foods all across Chicago. So come see that. It's going to be in the cheese aisle. Don't talk. Don't tell anybody at the front about it because I might get kicked out. It's just pay what you can when you arrive. JPC, anything to plug?
Again, seating my plug time to read a five-star review. This is a five-star review from Biscotti Cookie Monster Man. Biscotti Cookie Monster Man writes, "Hey, this is a really good show. I really like the Dame and the two big honkers aren't so bad themselves. Five stars. Thank you, Biscotti Cookie Monster Man, for liking the show. Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes, I'd like to plug my one-woman show, Jumping the Shark in the Car. It's done in the cheese aisle of Whole Foods.
What?
It's mostly about how my friend betrayed me by stealing my idea for a solo show. But anyways, don't tell the people in the front
with it.
About two competing solo shows in the Whole Foods if you're interested.
All right,
Casey, if I find out that you're Biscotti Cookie Monster Man, it's going to be hell to pay. You got to stop fooling me with this shit.
Anyways, Jupiter.
Bye.
Forever. Fucking. Created by Adel Rifai. Starring Aaron Cheatham and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish in the
Unfucking believable.
Woo!
Another fucking believable.
Another fucking perfect show. You really aced it, JPC. Put on your leather jacket over your head. I'm a little monster. Rah, rah, rah. And then I leave the theater like a little goblin.
Not even a goodbye? Okay, Adel, cross hands over chest, turn translucent, drop through the floor.
Aaron walks out of studio, trips over skeleton, looks back at it. Wait, I recognize that bone structure, solves a 40-year-old murder, becomes a local hero.
Man, I gotta get out of here before JPC finds out I'm a Biscotti Cookie Monster.
Walks up the stable, gets some tiny horse, entirely too big for horse. Horse buckles under weight, multiple broken legs, will never race again, drags horse behind barn, puts horse down, mounts rifle like a broomstick, flies into sun.
Testing 1, 2. Parmesan, Parmesan, and Parmesan. I ate my Parmesan in my Parmesan.
Okay.
Sprays perfume, walks through cloud of perfume, walks into the studio, walking real small steps.
Parmesan to my Parmesan in my Parmesan.
The FedEx driver put me in a coma. The FedEx driver put me in a coma.
Been a little bit since we've done this. I hope I remember how to speak. Yeah.
I hope I remember how to do all of this.
Oh, Plomp, you are just great every time. You got nothing to worry about.
Thank you. Sometimes I fear that I don't enunciate.
No,
No,
Plomp, you vote. That's how you do it.
I gotta get me some I enunciate stickers.
Oh, no, Plomp, you vote. Oh, you know, I guess it's just going to be another boring old recording with no big surprises from Beverly Condolences.
I don't think that our recordings are usually boring. I always have, it's the highlight of my week when we do these.
I bet it's going to be another very boring, very predictable, very tiresome recording with no surprises.
Are you listening to my therapy sessions? Like, how are you using the exact verbiage that, what's going on?
Wait, let's check with Tracy Coney in the booth. Are we ready to roll, Tracy?
Okay, it looks like we're ready.
You might have noticed that Tracy's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Check under your seats.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, there's tons of push pins I put there as a prank.
Oh my God, a AAA battery.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I need for my remote control car.
And under that is three business class tickets to Tampa, Florida, where we're doing a resort version of our show. Pack your bags, fellas.
This really will not stop bleeding. Wow. Ow. Ooh. Ooh.
I'm sure that won't be a running problem or bit for the rest of the episode. I'm sure it will clot by the time we get there.
I don't know. It is not clotting.
Wait. Are we seriously going to Tampa, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
In business class?
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming true, Plump. It's all coming true. Your board, your vision board is all coming to fruition. If you plant the seeds and water the soil, it will grow.
Well, let's see. I've never searched for Isaac in Tampa, so, I mean, it's logical he could be there. The weather's nice enough. Yeah, I'd love to go to Tampa.
This is so exciting. Beverly, can I hit you with a little factoid?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Tampa, Florida has more strip clubs per capita than any other place in the world?
Why did you think I picked it? Woo! Tampa show!
That can't be true. More than Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of strip clubs.
Thank God I brought my briefcase and backpack full of ones. Runs out the door, takes out AAA battery, puts it in remote control car, gets inside remote control car, drives it with a remote. Whee!
Takes push pin out of the bottom of the chair, push pin and hole in finger, plugs up the finger hole, just has to live with the reality that now I'll have push pin and finger for the rest of my life. Hails a cab ignores me, hails a FedEx truck, guy beats the crap out of me, hails another cab, gets to the cab, goes to the airport.
Walks out. Plants evidence, plants a skeleton that has been moved, hoping that someone will solve a crime in the wrong way, not point to old Beverly. She gets away with another crime, walks out the door. Her limo's waiting, thank goodness! Hey, Relationship Tampa edition. I know what you're thinking. What does that sound? The three of us are in a pool on different flotation devices floating around. So occasionally one of us will become untethered.
Two of us have flotation devices. One of us was taken by a bird. So it does look like he will give it back to me. I just have to figure out what he wants.
Right. But the good news is that the bar is open.
There's
plans for a strip club later tonight. We are on vacation. Hey, vacation, relationship, vacation. Hey, vacation, relationship.
Hey, vacation, relationship.
Wow, well, this is better, isn't it?
Beverly, I needed this.
Can someone get my back?
Oh, yeah, I got your back.
Thank you.
I get you back. I get you. I understand
you
back.
Let me put on my sunscreen.
I'm Beverly. Condolences. As always, I'm joined by my two co-hosts with the Mo-hosts. Felix Missing Son, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Felix Missing Son here. I have put on a protective layer of sunscreen, and I will be doing it so every 10 minutes on the minute for the entirety of my life.
And you'll hear it on the audio. You'll hear it. And also,
I can't not get the mic when I spray. I just can't not get the mic when I spray.
Say it, don't spray it. That's a fun saying that we say in the biz, so we don't spit on our microphones. And also, I'm here with sexual icon, Plump.
Vacation appropriate. Yeah.
Oh, great. You're different here. You're more relaxed, Plump. I love it.
I feel more relaxed.
Fladorius, I have to ask, who are you wearing? Because I love this outfit.
You had to ask? Does someone have a sniper gun trained on you?
Well, I mean, I always live my life like a sniper could take me at any moment.
Well, who I'm wearing is the bellhop. Now, he is laying a spread eagle on my chest, but...
That's who that is.
But eventually he does have to get back to work. You on your lunch break, Steve? Okay, get back out of here. Get out of here.
So before we get going, just because obviously this is an audio medium, well, everyone want to describe their like resort wear, like what everyone's wearing, what you're sipping on?
I am shipping on, this is V8 with cognac. I call it a vognac. And what I'm eating is a Jimmy John's.
You seem to pause for applause there.
Yes, always pause for applause. Hashtag pause for applause. And what I'm eating is a Jimmy John's Unwich. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, didn't Jimmy John's Unwich stop getting sold 10 years ago? Well, I kept some in my freezer just for this very vacation. So I can't tell you how relaxed and delicious I feel right now. And I'm wearing a Tommy Bahama visor, Tommy Bahama socks, Tommy Hilfiger shoes, and Tommy Chong shorts.
I can't believe you're wearing shoes in the pool, but I respect it. I respect it.
And I, of course, am wearing a bathing suit from Lost and Found. I do not pack to go on vacations anymore because at this point, it's a mathematical certainty that the airline will lose my bag, and they'll lose it permanently. I'll never get that bag or the clothes again, so I don't pack, and I'm just wearing whatever I can find.
What's that saint that you're supposed to pray to when you miss something, or when you lose something?
Ah, the Pope actually wrote to me and requested that I stop praying to that saint. I guess, and I don't speak Italian, but I guess I was making him less effective-o. I don't know what that means, but...
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.